请弟兄姊妹，我们来看起书的圣经。
Sisters, let's turn to a few passages in the Bible.
头一个地方，我们翻到新约《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's first turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章，从第二节读到第五节。
We'll read from verses 2 through verse 5.
斯提凡说：“诸位父兄，请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀神向他显现。”
And he said, "Hear me, brethren and fathers. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran."
对他说：“你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。”
And said to him, "Leave your country and your relatives, and come into the land that I will show you."
他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后，神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。
Then he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. From there, after his father died, God had him move to this country in which you are now living.
好，我们就读到这里就可以。
And so we'll conclude our reading of this section.
这是神第一次向亚伯拉罕呼召。
This is the first time the Lord called Abraham.
是当他还住在加勒底乌尔的时候。
When he was still living in Ur of the Chaldeans.
我们再翻到创世纪十一章。
Let's turn now to Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪十一章三十一节、三十二节。
Genesis chapter 11, verses 31 and 32.
他拉带着他的儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。
Verse 31. Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife.And they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there.
他拉共活了205岁，就死在哈兰。
The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.
这里是记载当神第一次向亚伯兰呼召的时候，他离开加勒底的乌尔，然后他来到哈兰，他就住在哈兰。
And so this is...the record of Abram when the Lord first called him to leave Ur of the Chaldeans and he settled in Haran.
我们再读十二章第一节到第四节。
And we'll continue to read chapter 12, verses 1 through 4.
这是当亚伯兰还住在哈兰的时候，神第二次呼召他。
And this is when Abram was still living in Haran, and this is the second time the Lord called him.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
Verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, Go forth from your country, and from your relatives, and from your father's house, to the land which I will show you.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
为你祝福的，我必赐福于他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上万族都要因你得福。
And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
这里就很清楚告诉我们说，当亚伯兰还在哈兰的时候，神再次的呼召他。所以他出哈兰的时候，年纪是75岁。
So here the Bible tells us that the second time God called him out of Haran, Abram was 75 when he left.
好，我们请翻到希伯来书十一章。
Let us now turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8.
亚伯兰因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going.
你喜欢再读一节圣经，出埃及记第三章。
Let's read one more place in the book of Exodus, chapter 3.
第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
这是神在西乃山向摩西显现的时候对摩西所说的一句话。
This is what the Lord spoke to Moses when he appeared to him at the foot of Mount Sinai.
又说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，雅各的神。
He said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Let's close our Bible reading for the moment. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that you have called us again this morning to gather before your throne. And every time we gather, we truly thank you, for it is your grace and your mercy. You're pleased that your children are gathered together before your throne to receive your teaching and your grace. And you want to speak to your children, so, O Lord, we ask that you would share your word with us.
有你的话，我们就有光，我们就知道如何生活行事在你面前。
And through your word, we receive light, that we would know how to live before you.
因此当早晨我们一同聚在这里，一同仰望在你面前的时候，你实在是恩怜悯我们。
As we gather before you this morning, may you please be gracious and merciful to us.
那每一个人都是在你的里面一同来敬拜，一同来侍奉你，一同来仰望你自己，要向我们所说话。
And that all of us together in the same spirit would receive from you the word that you want to share with us.
每次我们听见你的话的时候，里面就在活过来。
And every time we hear your word, we are roused to life again within us.
我们在这里不仅得到一点话语的供应，我们在这里真是得到生命的光，我们就知道如何生活行事在你的光明当中。
Not only do we receive this portion of your word, but we receive your light, that we may be able to live in the light before you.
让我们在地上有限灵当中知道如何醒来得你的喜悦。
That as we have days here on earth left, we know how to live a life pleasing to you.
教这些话真的成为我们生命的经历，让我们更多认识你，也更多来宝贝你自己。
May these words be our encouragement, that we may know you more and to live pleasing to you.
我们现在祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我想创世纪从十二章开始呢，是一个新的段落的开始。
So I believe Genesis chapter 12 starts a new section.
也是神恢复工作的一个开始。
It is the beginning of the work of reconciliation by the Lord.
从十二章到创世纪末了五十章呢，主要是记载有四个人物。
From chapter 10 through chapter 11 is record of four main people.
就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，还有约瑟，
which is Abraham, Isaac.
特别三前面三个人，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们在圣经里面有一个特别的地位。
And the first three, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there is a special place in the Bible for them.
当神要呼召摩西带以色列百姓出埃及的时候，
when the Lord wanted to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt.
我们刚刚读到出埃及记第三章， 当神在西乃山向摩西显现的时候，
in Exodus chapter 3, when the Lord appeared before Moses under Mount Sinai,
就对他说， 我是亚伯拉罕神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
He says, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.
主耶稣曾经在马太福音22章也这样说。
And in Matthew chapter 22, he also said this.
主在那说，我是亚伯拉罕神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
过去几次我们交通到圣经头前面几个人物，亚伯、以诺跟挪亚。
The first, we shared previously on the first few people in the Bible, Adam, Abel, and Noah.
我们看见这三个人物在神面前那个蒙恩的光景。
And we saw their condition before the Lord.
他们是义人，他们也是与神同行的人，他们也在为神做见证。
They were righteous people and they gave testimony of the Lord.
但是神从来没有说过我是亚伯神，我是以诺神，我是挪亚神。
He didn't say I am the God of Abel, the God of Enoch, or the God of Noah.
就是他们三个人的个人经历来说，神的确是亚伯神，神也是以诺神，神也是挪亚神。
Although by their experience, we can say that he is the God of Abel, Enoch, and Noah.
但是圣经里面几次只说到我是亚伯兰神、以撒神、雅各的神。
But the Bible only says he is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
因为前面亚伯、以诺、挪亚他们在神面前蒙恩的经历光景，不过是关系他们个人的情形、个人而已。
Because their experience before the Lord, Abel, Enoch, and Noah, it is their personal experience before the Lord.
但亚伯兰、以诺、亚伯兰、以撒、雅各他们的经历不是单单只是他们个人的一些经历而已。
But the experience of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not just their personal experience.
神啊，是借着这三个人物的经历背后说到神在人当中怎样做一个恢复过工作，神的旨意是如何借这三个人来发表出来的。
It is through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that the Lord shows his work of redemption and restoration.
所以亚伯兰、以诺、亚伯兰、以撒、雅各，他们在神面前蒙恩，不是只是担心，只是关系到他们三个个人而已。
And their God's treatment of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob does not just for them alone. For their
神要借着这三个人的经历，从一个民族要带出一个国家、一个国度。
And through their experience, the Lord wants to create a nation to bring up this kingdom.
所以到第十七章的时候，神在那里就对亚伯兰说，国度要从你而立，君王要从你而出。
And when he gets to verse 17, the Lord says to him that you will be the father of a multitude of nations.
这是神救赎的计划，神永远使里面要借这三个人经历把它发表出来。
And so this is the goal that the Lord wants to exemplify through these three men.
知道神是怎样在人身上最终把他旨意成全在人的身上。
How he will finally accomplish his will among the people.
头一个亚伯拉罕。
First is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕乃是说到神是父，神是一切的起头，一切的源头。
This is to say that God is the Father, the source and the head of all things.
所以马太福音第一章开头讲到耶稣基督家谱的时候
So in Matthew chapter 1 when it spoke of the Lord Jesus' genealogy
他是从亚伯兰开始
It starts with Abraham
所以以色列百姓犹太人也常说我们祖宗亚伯拉罕
And so the Israelites also often say that you know, we are the descendants of Abraham
他们不是说我们祖宗是亚当
They don't say that their ancestor is Adam
神的救赎计划乃是从亚伯兰开始的。
God's work of redemption begins with Abraham.
所以到了罗马书第四章，保罗告诉我们说，亚伯兰他是所有信主之人的父。
In Romans chapter 4, Paul says that that Abraham is the father of all who believe.
所以照着亚伯兰这个信心原则，相信主耶稣基督的人，他们被称为是亚伯兰子孙，亚伯兰后裔。
So all of us Christians who believe by faith are also descendants of Abraham.
然后以撒
and then Isaac
以撒是神是照着神的应许所生的一个儿子
Isaac is the son of God's promise
所以以撒是代表一个做儿子的一个人
and so Isaac exemplifies what it means to be a son
所以以撒在神面前圣经告诉我们说他父亲亚伯兰一切所有当他年老时都赐给了以撒
and the Bible tells us that Abraham in his old age gave all that he had to Isaac
所以在以撒在创世纪里面记载他的事情也不太多
and so in Genesis the record of Isaac's work is actually not that much
好像他没有许多作为
it doesn't seem that he has many many works
他一生不过是在那挖了几口井
all it records is that he dug a few wells
而这些井还是他父亲亚伯兰所挖的
and even then these wells were ones that were
后来被非利士人把它塞住了然后以撒重新把它挖起来
but the Philistines had stopped them up But Isaac had redug them.
并且那些井的名字还是照着亚伯兰所取的名字沾取。
And the names that he gave them were the same ones that Abraham gave.
后来我们看见以撒的妻子也是他父亲为他找来的。
And Isaac's wife was one that his father found for him.
所以以撒代表一个做儿子的在那里接受承受父亲所有给他一切的。
And so Isaac is the son who has received all that he had from his father.
所以弟兄姊妹，就是我们在神面前的光景也是一样。
And so, brothers and sisters, our experience before the Lord is the same.
我们在神面前，我们相信主耶稣基督以后，我们被称为是神的儿子。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, we became God's children.
我们所有都是我们的父神所赐给我们的。
And all we have is what our Father has given to us.
我们生命是从他而来，他的圣洁、公义，他一切的丰富都是从他而来的。
Our righteousness is from Him. All of our blessings are from Him as well.
所以使徒保罗在腓立比书一开头，在那称颂赞美神的时候。
So in Philippians, when Paul praises the Lord,
他说，颂赞归给那主耶稣基督的父神。
It said, blessing be to God our Father.
他在基督里面曾将天上属灵各样福气赐给了我们。
He has given us all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
所以当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们在神面前是一个做儿子的身份。我们一切的福分、一切属灵的福分，都是从神赐给我们的。So
we see that all of our spiritual blessings come from our heavenly Father.
那雅各是代表什么呢？
And what does Jacob represent?
我们知道雅各从他历史里，我们可以看见他是一个天然生命非常强的一个人。
We see that in history that Jacob is someone who his natural life was very strong.
So 他一生的经历是代表圣灵在他身上工作，圣灵在他身上也管制。
And we see his life is about the work of the Holy Spirit on him and the constraint of the Holy Spirit upon him.
从他的历史记载里，我们看见他是一个非常聪明，但是又诡诈的一个人。
We see in history that he was very smart but also very crooked.
他在欺骗他哥哥得到长子的名分。
He tricked his brother to obtain the firstborn right. And he tricked his father to obtain the blessing. And went to his relative's house, Laban. And he tricked Laban to receive all these flocks from him as well. And so while he was tricking other people were tricking him as well.
所以拉班也在欺骗他。So
Laban tricked him.
应许给他工价，结果咱们十次改了他的工价。And
so he changed his wages 10 times.
应许他的大女要嫁给他，结果是把他二女儿嫁给他。And
when he wanted to marry his second daughter, he gave him his eldest daughter first.
最后他当他年老的时候，他儿子也在欺骗他。And
when he was old, his sons tricked him.
所以我们看，既然一个人呢，在他一生里面，我们也看见神的工作一直在他身上。
And so through his entire life, we see God's work was upon him.
到最后，神对他说：“你不要再叫雅各，你要改名叫以色列。”
And finally, the Lord said to him, "You will no longer be called Jacob; you will be called Israel."
以色列的意思就是神的王子。
In Israel means the prince of the Lord.
是一个有尊贵荣耀生命的一个人。
And someone who has this glory and honor.
所以等到他年老到埃及去投靠他儿子约瑟的时候。
And so when he went to see his son Joseph in his old age.
他从外面的身份来看，他是个难民，他到埃及去投靠他儿子，因为埃及有粮食。
He seemed to almost be like a beggar because he went to Egypt to see Joseph because Egypt had
food.
But he stood in this position of honor because he could bless the Pharaoh. And the Bible says when he died,
是把脚收在床上，放在床上摆好。
His feet were on were placed on the bed.
那是什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就是平常以往, 他实在不是一个规规矩矩的人。
It says that he is an orderly person.
但是最后神的工作在他做成的时候，他临死的时候，他把脚好好摆在那里。
When he was growing up, he was disorderly. But when he died, he carefully drew his feet up onto the bed.
他是规规矩矩的要去迎见神。
He wanted to, in a very orderly manner, meet the Lord.
希伯来书更是告诉我们说，他是扶着杖头在敬拜神。
And he, Hebrew says that he wanted to
扶着杖头。
Yeah, he worshipped from the top of his staff.
在那里称颂一生带领牧养他的耶和华神。
And to meet the God who had shepherded him his entire life.
所以他领导所表现出来光景，就是说到神的工作在他最后所完成的成就，显出来一个非常荣耀、非常美丽的一个生命的表现。
And so we see at the end of his life that the work that was done upon him was so glorious.
所以这三个人的经历呢，就说到一个三种属灵原则。
And so these three people show us three different examples of the work of the Holy Spirit.
也说到以后新恩，新到新恩神的儿女们的经历，也是要像他们有这样的三方面的经历。
And so in the New Testament, the experiences of God's children of Christians will also be similar.
当我们蒙恩得救以后，直到我们离开这个地上，神在我们身上工作的时候，应该要表现那种情形出来。
And so, when we first believe to when we leave this world, we'll have this experience.
所以当我们有这样经历以后，神不仅在说我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And so, after we have this experience, God will not just say, "I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob."
神也可以说我是某某的人神。
He'll say, "I am the God of you and I."
所以感谢神，神借这三个人的经历来说明背后那个更重要属灵原则，神是怎样在人身上起头，然后经过最终所要做成的一个光景是怎样光景。And
so through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we see God how He will begin and the middle of His work and the end of His work.
所以为什么圣经只在称说我是亚伯拉罕神，我是以撒神，我是雅各的神？
So this is why the Bible only records the Lord saying, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob."
那我们今天头一个，我们来看亚伯拉罕是怎样一个情形。
So here we'll start from the beginning, how Abraham, and his.
我们说到亚伯拉罕怎样蒙召。
We'll see how Abraham was first called.
我们刚读到《使徒行传》第七章那里，使徒晚上对那些犹太人说，你们祖宗亚伯拉罕荣耀神向他显现。
We see in Acts that Stephen said to the Jews how God appeared before Abraham.
要他离开本地本族，往神所要他只是他地而去。
And he told him to leave your country and your relatives and come into the land that I will show you.
那就是迦南地,
which is the land of Canaan.
所以当亚伯拉罕还住在加勒底乌尔的时候呢，在那拜偶像的时候呢，荣耀神向他显现。
And so when Abram was still living in Ur of the Chaldeans and worshipping idols, the glorious God appeared before him.
耶稣啊，24章告诉我们说呢，亚伯拉罕和他父亲、他列祖，在大河那边，在加勒底乌尔，在那是拜偶像的。
And the Bible records that in when Abraham was still living in Ur of the Chaldeans across the river, they were still worshipping idols.
所以亚伯拉罕原来是一个拜偶像的人，他再也不知道有真神，他在那里也不知道要寻求这个真神。
So Abram originally was an idol worshiper, and he didn't know that there was this true God, and he didn't know how to worship this true God.
So 他蒙召的时候是完全出于神自己的一个开始。
And so his calling was entirely from God.
所以亚伯拉罕就成为神恢复工作的一个起点。
And so this becomes a point in God's work of redemption.
那也是圣经记载神头一次向人显现。
And this is the first time God appeared before someone after.
我们知道当始祖亚当犯罪以后呢，神子告诉我们说神向人说话。
The Bible tells us that after Adam sinned, God spoke to people.
直到亚伯兰的时候，才说到神向人显现。
And it isn't until Abram that God appeared before someone.
并且说是荣耀神向亚伯兰显现。
And it's recorded that the glorious God appeared before Abram.
所以神是个荣耀的。
Because God is glorious.
他有个荣耀旨意，他有个荣耀计划，要在人身上开始。
He has a glorious will and a purpose that he wants to accomplish in man.
我们知道神的救赎是借主耶稣基督所完成的。
We know that our salvation is accomplished through the Lord Jesus.
但是是借着亚伯兰开始一个起头。
But it began with Abraham.
我们知道一个拜偶像的人，偶像在他身上捆绑是非常厉害的。
We know that for someone who worships idols, the bondage of these idols upon them is very great.
所以我们看见今天有些以前拜偶像的人，听福音，他想要信福音的时候。
So today, when we see someone who used to worship idols and they hear the gospel and they want to believe,
是很不容易的。
It's not easy.
因为偶像的阴影全是一直在他身上影响他。
Because the idols themselves have this great influence upon them.
他虽然是想信主，但是好像总是在好像过不了这个偶像，就是说他从前拜偶像，他怕偶像回过头来，是不是会伤害他，是怎么样
？And they may want to believe in the Lord, but But all of their life, they were worshiping idols, and they are concerned that maybe the idol will.
所以，一个拜偶像的人要摆脱偶像是很不容易的。
And so, for someone who worships idols, overcoming the idol is very.
甚至一个人信主以后，好像那个偶像阴影多多少少好像在人身上还是有一点影响。
And even after they believe, the effect of the idol on a person's life.
我们看更多教会那些圣徒们。
And we see a lot of saints in the church.
有些人在那就是受从前拜偶像的关系，他们在那就觉得说有些食物不可吃的。
And after they believe and there are some foods that might have been offered up to idols that they refused to eat.
他们觉得这些祭过偶像之物是不可吃的。
He said that these foods that were offered up to idols they can't eat them.
但使徒保罗告诉我们说，什么神所造什么都是好的，都可以吃的。
But Paul says.You know, all the things that the Lord created are good, and we can eat any of it.
只要感谢的吃，感谢就可以吃了。
And if you just give thanks, then you can eat it.
所以我们看见当亚伯兰活在那种拜偶像光景的时候，荣耀神像显现。
So we see Abram when he was living in this condition of worshiping idols, God appeared before him.
这是他从来没有想过的。
This was something that he had never imagined.
因为这是神自己在那做一个起头工作。
Because this is.God Himself beginning.
因为神荣耀神向显现，所以他些偶像的东西很快就脱落下去了。
Because the glorious God Himself appeared before Abram, He put away these idols very quickly.
所以弟兄姊妹同样也是同样，我们在我们身上，我们很多东西不容易摆脱，不容易好像一直多少在我们身上总是有一些阴影影响我们的时候。
And so likewise today, there may be many things in our lives that have an influence upon us.
除非荣耀神向我们显现。
But unless God Himself appears before us.
当荣耀神向我们显现的时候，你不摆脱那些，不能不摆脱，你一定会摆脱的。
When God appears before us, we will put aside these things because we must.
所以我们看见不是亚伯兰自己来寻找神，乃是神自己临到他身上。
And it is not that Abraham sought out the Lord, is because God appeared before him.
就是我们得救经历来说也是一样。
And so our experience of salvation is the same.
保罗在罗马书第十章那里告诉我们说
，Paul says in Romans chapter 10,
做我们作为一个外邦人
，we were foreigners.
神在说我没有没有我没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见。
And the Lord said, I was found by those who did not seek me.
没有谎误我的，我向他们显现。
I became manifest to those who did not ask for me.
所以弟兄姊妹，每个人得救都在这个原则底下。
So all of us, all of our salvation, is under this experience.
虽然我们每个人得救的经历过程可能都不一样。
Our exact experiences may be different.
但是都看见是神在那起头。
But it is God who is...The one who began
是神在那里安排一些环境人数借着一些人把我们带到神面前来带到聚会当中能够听见福音并且相信福音
It is God who arranged our, for us to be brought by certain people before him to hear the gospel. And some of us may be born into to Christian households.
也是一样,
and it's the same.
是神让我们能够生在一个基础的家中。
It is God who allowed us to be born in a Christian house. And there it may be easier for us to see and believe in the Lord. And so our experiences might not be exactly the same, but it is God who is the origin.
It
says, I was found by those who did not seek me.
你有访问我的, 我向他们显现,
I became manifest to those who did not ask for me.
这就是亚伯拉罕的经历,
so this is the experience of Abraham.
所以罗马书第九章告诉我们说, 不在乎那定义的, 也不在乎那奔跑的,
and so Romans 9 says, so then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs,
只在乎那位夸怜悯的神,
but on God who has mercy.
我们看使徒保罗得救时候也是这样一个原则,
and so Paul, when he was saved, he also had this experience.
当他在那往大马士的路上要去抓基督徒的时候,
when he was on the road to Damascus to arrest the Christians,
主向他显现,
God appeared before him.
这是保罗从来没有想到一件事情,
this was something that Paul never imagined would happen.
是神主动向他显现, 是主动向他显现,
God, the Lord, decided to appear before him. It is the Lord who originated this action. And so when we consider our own salvation, we have to say it is all from the Lord and not ourselves. It's not that we are different from other people. We're all sinners. But it is the Lord who arranged our circumstances for us to know the Lord.
So
we see Abram here when he was still worshipping idols that God appeared before him.
神在那就呼召他说, 你要离开本地和本族, 往我所指示你的地而去。
He says, the Lord appeared before him, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
希伯来书第十章告诉我们说, 亚伯因信蒙召的时候就遵命出去。
And so Hebrews says, when Abraham was called, he by faith went forth.
往将来所要,
to the land which he did not know.
但是当我们回到创世纪十一章那里的时候,
when we see return to Genesis chapter 11,
亚伯拉是怎样离开加勒底的乌尔呢?
How did Abram leave Ur of the Chaldeans?
的确, 他的确是离开加勒底的乌尔, 往神所指示的地而去。
It's true, he left Ur of the Chaldeans and he went towards the place the Lord had called him to.
但是创世纪十一章末了告诉我们说, 是他拉, 就是他父亲带着他儿子亚伯拉, 亚伯兰, 他还没有改名之前叫亚伯兰, 和, 还有带着他的孙子罗德, 还有他的儿父, 离开加勒底的乌尔。
Genesis chapter 11, at the end of the chapter, it tells us that Terah took Abram, which is Abraham before his name was changed.
神对亚伯兰说, 你要离开本地。
And Lot and Sarah, and they went to... And they left Ur of the Chaldeans. God said to Abraham that you
have to
leave the land from your country, which is Ur of the Chaldeans.
亚伯兰的确是离开加勒底的乌尔，离开那个本地，他所住之地。
Abraham did leave Ur of the Chaldeans, the land where he lived in.
但是神也说你要离开你的本族。
But the Lord also said to him, and leave your relatives.
就是要离开他的这个亲族家人。
And from your father's house.
但是在创世纪界告诉我们说, 不是亚伯拉一个人自己离开加勒底乌尔, 他是跟着他父亲离开的。But
we see here in Genesis 11 that Abram didn't leave Ur of the Chaldeans by himself. He left with his father, Terah.
为什么他父亲塔拉也一同要离开加勒底乌尔呢?
Why did Terah also want to leave Ur of the Chaldeans?
他是没有蒙到神呼召的一个人。
Terah didn't receive this calling from God.
可能亚伯兰 告诉他父亲说, 神向我显现,
maybe Abraham told his father, God appeared before me and told me to leave this place.
而且他父亲说,好吧,那你要离开,那我们就一起,
and he says, fine, if you want to leave, then let's, the whole family, let's go.
结果他们虽然是离开加勒底的物, 但是他们只走到哈兰, 他们就停住, 他们就住下来了。
And they did leave Ur of the Chaldeans, but they only went as far as Haran, and then they settled down in Haran.
在这里是说到什么呢?
And what does this tell us?
说到一个没有蒙召的人, 他却带着一个有蒙召的人亚伯兰离开那个本地。
It says that Terah, someone who was not called, led someone who was called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldeans.
所以很显然亚伯兰起初, 他是在一方面的确是顺命就出去, 但是没有完全顺命。
And so we see that maybe Abraham by faith did leave, but his faith was not complete.
他没有完全顺服神的话。
He wasn't entirely obedient to God's will.
他只顺服一半。
He was only faithful to that.
结果他没有往神走, 只是那个迦南地区, 而是跟他父亲一起出去的时候, 来到哈兰就停住, 就不再往前了。
So he did not go directly to Canaan where God led him, but he only went with his father as far as Haran, and he stopped there halfway.
因为他是跟着一个没有蒙召的人, 走前面的道路。
Because he walked his path with someone who was not called.
就是说他没有离开他的本族,
which is to say he did not leave his relatives.
他仍然受这个本族的影响。
And so it's influenced by his relatives.
本族就是讲到这个肉身的感情的事情。
And so the relatives speak of this fleshly emotion.
用什么圣界有一些教训说我们要 的确要跟家人跟亲人要一个很好的感情, 要彼此有相爱。
And so there's this teaching that we must have this love and a good relationship with our relatives.
这是好的, 我们要孝敬父母。
And this is good, we have to respect our parents.
并且以弗所书第六章告诉我们说, 孝敬父母, 使你得福, 这是带, 可以叫你长寿, 这是, 头条带了戒, 带了祝福的, 带了应许的诫命。
Ephesians tells us that to honor our father and mother is the first commandment to come with a blessing.
但是关系到神的旨意, 关系到属灵的事情的时候,
but when it comes to God's will and spiritual things,
就必须要离开本族,
you must leave your relatives.
就不能受这些肉身感情的影响,
to not be influenced by these fleshly feelings.
特别一个蒙召, 呼召来服侍神的人,
especially someone who was called to serve the Lord.
就是因此来说,每一个人都是蒙召要来服侍神的人。
That is to say, all of us were called to serve the Lord.
但是常常我们虽然离开,我们已经离开本地, 我们已经不在, 生活在从前那个生活光景底下。
And we may have already left our previous land, which means we are no longer living the way we used to live.
但是我们当往前要往神所应许之地的时候, 常常受感情上的一个影响,捆绑。
But as we are traveling to the place where God has called us to, we may still be bound by these feelings. And we may not be able to carefully walk the spiritual path. And so our service and our worship may be hindered by our relatives. And our relatives may also be believers.
但是可能他们在神面前不是有一颗心愿追求主, 所以我们就多多少少受他们一些, 牵连。
But they may not have the same desire to follow the Lord, so we may be hindered by them.
所以一个人若是只是离开本地, 没有离开本族的话, 他属灵道一定是走得不好的。
And so if someone only leaves their past, the land, but not their relatives, their spiritual journey will
be.
And they may only travel as far as Haran, like Abraham, and settle there.
所以主耶稣曾经对他, 门徒说,
and so the Lord said to his disciples,
他说, 跟从我的, 爱父母和, 若是爱父母和爱儿女过于爱我, 就不配做我的门徒。
Does he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
所以要做一个门徒, 要做一个跟随主的人,
to be a disciple, to be someone who follows the Lord.
若在那里爱父母, 爱他儿女, 过于爱主自己的话,
someone who loves his father or mother or his son or daughter more than the Lord.
主说不配做我的门徒,
then they are not worthy of being his disciple.
为什么不配做主的门徒呢?
Why are they not worthy of being his disciple?
一个做主门徒的人, 他是凡事都要跟从主,
because to be a disciple of the Lord, in all things they have to follow the Lord.
因为他只有个主人,
and they have only one master.
若他知道耶稣是他唯一的主人, 他是要来跟从他的,
if they know that the Lord Jesus is their one master and they have to follow him,
他全心全人应该都是放在主的身上,
that their whole person, their whole life they have to offer before the Lord.
这样才有办法做一个跟随主的门徒,
and only then would they be able to be a disciple of the Lord.
所以以后我们看见神第二次呼召亚伯拉罕的时候, 他还是没有离开, 真的离开本族和父家,
and so the second time the Lord called Abraham, we see that he hasn't really left his relatives in his father's house.
他带着他的侄儿罗德一起出去,
he took his nephew Lot with him.
结果,
and what was the result?
罗德以后就成为亚伯拉罕很大的一个难处,
and Lot became a very great difficulty for Abraham.
罗德从他两个女儿生了摩亚和亚门,
so from his two daughters, Lot became Moab and Ammon.
这两个人后裔以后就成为以色列的人仇敌,
and these two nations became enemies of the children of Israel.
就是站在以色列的一个对头,
and they were always opposed to Israel.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕起初蒙召的时候,
so we see when Abraham was first called,
我们常常讲到亚伯拉罕的信心好像是非常大的,
we often say that his faith seemed to be very great.
但是我们看见圣经给我们的记载好像不是这样子,
but the record of the Bible doesn't appear to be so.
不错,他是有信心,
it's true that he had faith.
但是我们知道他的信心也是一路一路学习的,
but we see that his faith was also learned step by step.
所以我们看见以后他在圣经记载里面他有失败因为他软弱的时候,
we see Abraham also stumbled and fell.
他不是一直在信心里面来跟从主,
he didn't always follow the Lord in faith.
就是借着许多失败让他信心一点一点地建立起来,
and it was by all of these stumblings that his faith was slowly built up.
让他看见实在不能凭着自己来走这条道路,
and saw that it was not by his own strength that he could walk this path.
所以我们感谢主一个人蒙恩得救的时候信心都是慢慢累积起来的,
we thank the Lord that likewise for ourselves our faith is also built up.
信心也常在失败软弱里面慢慢学习到一些功课,
and it is in our own failings that we can learn the lessons that build our faith.
所以亚伯拉罕到最终为什么他能够全心的毫无疑问的把他独生的儿子以撒献给神?
So in the end, how was Abraham able to freely offer up Isaac, his only son, as a sacrifice?
这么大心是不是一天学到的?
This great act of faith wasn't something that was learned.
但是他在一生的过程里面一点一点的累积，一点一点的成长的.
It was his faith grew step by step throughout all the experiences of his life.
感谢神，我们每个蒙恩的儿女都是这样子.
Thank the Lord that all of God's children are likewise.
我们蒙召得救的时候，我们的确是跨上那个信心的第一步.
When we first believe in the Lord, we were taking that first step on the path of faith.
但从我们每个人经历里面，我们都可以承认，我们实在是在起起伏伏的。虽然是起起伏伏，但是好像一直往上的。
And our journey of faith may be in fits and starts, but it is all always upwards.
一直往前的,
and always forwards.
不会一直停顿在那里,
and we shouldn't stop anywhere.
感谢神借着亚伯拉罕经历，让我们实在得到一些鼓励安慰.
And we thank the Lord that through Abraham's story we can receive some comfort.
只要我们愿意,
encouragement.
因信踏出那第一步的时候,
as long as through faith we took that first step,
神就一步一步会引领我们,
God will lead us step by step forward.
所以当亚伯拉罕还在住在哈兰的时候,
so when Abraham was still living in Haran,
等到他父亲死了以后,
and when his father died, the Lord called him a second time.
神再次呼召他说你要离开本地本族父家往我所要指示你的地去。
And the Lord said to Abram, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
我必叫你成为大国我必赐福给你。
And I will make you a great nation and I will bless you.
我叫你的名为大你也叫别人你要叫别人得福。
And make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
你祝福的我必赐福他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅。
And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse.
最后一句话，地上的万族都要因你得福。
And finally, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed.
感谢神，虽然亚伯拉好像在新的道路上在那边有一个拖延，他没有一直往神所指示的地而去，他停留在哈兰。
And we thank the Lord that although Abraham's walk of faith didn't seem to continue, he stopped at Haran.
神第二次呼召他。
God called him a second time.
这一次呼召，神给他应许更往前一步。
He gave him a promise to encourage him to walk forward.
那看见神呼召他的目的是什么？
And it told him what his purpose was.Was going to be.
同样先提到往神所指示他的地方去那指的迦南。
First to the land which I will show you which is Canaan.
然后在这里神又说要他成为一个大国。
And here it says the Lord will make him a great nation.
要赐福给他然后万族要因他得福。
That he will bless him and through him all the families of the earth will be blessed.
神重复对他的只是说对他的呼召说要往神所指示的地迦南地而去。
And so the second calling, again, God repeated that He will take him to the land which He will show him, which is Canaan.
我们知道进到迦南地目的是为了什么？就是侍奉神。
And what was his purpose for going to Canaan, which is to serve the Lord?
因为他曾经以前是住在迦勒底物在侍奉偶像。
Because originally he was from Ur of the Chaldeans, and there he served idols.
神现在神呼召他从那个地方出来，要到一个另外一个地方去，但是要在那里要叫他侍奉神。
And he called them out of that place to a new location so that he could serve God.
以后我们看见神呼召以色列百姓出埃及往迦南地去。
And later when God called the people of Israel out of Egypt.
当以色列百姓在埃及地为奴施教的时候，他们在侍奉法老王，侍奉这个世界的王。
In Egypt, the Israelites were serving Pharaoh, serving the king of this world.
他们在那为法老王效力，为他盖基货城。
And there he was building a monument for Pharaoh.
所以神呼召以色列百姓出埃及的时候，一再说到这一句话。
And so when God called the people of Israel out of Egypt, he also said this.
他说：“容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。”
He said, "Let my people go that they may serve me."
所以我们看见神呼召人的目的，头一个就是要人来侍奉他。
So we see God's purpose for calling people first is to serve Him.
所以使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书在那里告诉我们说
：“So Paul in 1 Thessalonians tells us,
他说你们离弃偶像，归向神，要侍奉那又真又活的神。”
You turn to God from idols to serve a living and true God.
我们信主之前，每个人都在侍奉偶像假神。
Before we believed in the Lord, we were all worshiping and serving idols.
我们不一定到庙里，到那个庙里面侍奉那些偶像假神。
We may not enter into a shrine to serve and worship an idol.
凡是以别的事物代替神，那都是偶像。
But anything that takes the place of God is an idol.
所以我们看见我们没有信主之前，我们就是活在这样光景底下。
So before we believed in the Lord, we lived in these circumstances.
现在神说我们要离弃偶像，要归向神，是为了侍奉这位又生又活的神。
And so the reason for the Lord calling us is to turn from these idols to serve a living and true God.
当我们在侍奉神的时候，我们自然而然在那就得到神的保护。
And so when we serve the Lord, then we receive the protection of God.
在世界的王，权势就在我们身上没有地位。
And the king of this world no longer has a position in us.
所以当一个人蒙召在侍奉神的时候，不仅在神恩典护庇底下，在那可以侍奉神、赞美神。
And so when we believe in the Lord, we are under his banner and his protection.
我们可以完全脱离黑暗权势的一个辖制。
And we are set free from this bondage of darkness in
the world. So
if we don't serve the Lord, we are under the sway of the evil one and under his control.
And
so many of God's children seem to be in this situation.
It's
true, we are saved.
就着地位来说，的确是进到神的国度里面。
And positionally, yes, we will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
在那侍奉神,
and there serve the Lord.
但是在世界经历里面,
but here, in our earthly experience, we are not truly serving the Lord.
人家活在世界里面,
we're still living in the world.
结果他世界在他身上就有影响力,
and so the world has this influence upon him.
所以整个生活仍然是在那个世界权势底下受影响。
And so their whole life is under the influence of this world.
弟兄姊妹，这是很实际的情形。
And brothers, this is a very real experience.
这常常是许多人的经历。
And this is an experience that many people have.
但是若是我们真是离开本地本族，我们进到神的面，神所应许之地，在那侍奉神的时候。
But if we leave our country and our relatives behind, and we enter and serve the Lord.
实在说了，我们虽然是在侍奉神，我们实在站在是得到神全能的保护。
And there, as we serve the Lord, there we will receive the Lord's all-encompassing protection.
世界网站身上就失去了那个能力，失去了影响。
And the king of this world no longer has this power and influence over us.
那个神的全能在我们身上。
Because God's full power is upon us.
这是个极大的一个福气。
And this is a great blessing.
第二个，神应许他说要成为一个大国。
The second is the Lord promised Abram to become a great nation. And so we see in history, from Abraham became the nation of Israel. A nation or a kingdom is a place where God's authority is.
在这个国里面呢，神在那里，神的子民。 神能借他们把神的全能把神的国度能力都能够显明出来。
And so through this nation, God can exhibit his power and his authority.
犹太问主耶稣说神的国在哪里？
And so today we may ask, where is God's kingdom today?
神的国说要降临神的国在哪里？
Where are we going to establish God's kingdom?
主耶稣说神的国就在你里面。
And Lord Jesus said to them, God's kingdom is in you.
感谢神，当蒙恩得救的时候，神的国在我们里面。
We thank the Lord that when we are saved, God's kingdom is in us.
我们心就成为这个国度的君王的一个所在，宝座的所在。
And this is the place where the king has his throne.
我们成为神的子民，我们在那接受神的权柄来管理我们。
And when we are part of his kingdom, we accept his authority and rulership over us.
今天神的国在哪里？神的国就是教会。
And so where is the God's kingdom today? It is in the church. The church is God's children gathered together where God can exhibit his authority and his power. First, God's kingdom has to enter into each and every one of
us.
Into our hearts, where each and every one of us, God has to rule in our hearts. And when all these kinds of people gather together, they become a church, and God's kingdom is
manifested.
Then God can accomplish his will on earth, first in the church, and then through the church. So we see the church is very important in God's
教会不是单单只是好像固定时间的聚会而已。
It is not just a place to gather and pass the time gathering together.
每一次的聚集都要显明神在我们当中，这位君王，这国度的王住在教会里面。
Every time we gather, we have to exhibit the king of the heavenly kingdom is among us.
这是神的国，这是神掌权的地方。
This is God's kingdom. This is where his authority is.
这是神的旨意在这里可以通行的一个地方。
This is where his will can be transmitted.
神就是借着教会要显明这件事情。
And so God has the church to demonstrate these things.
然后神还有一个应许呼召他的目的是为了什么？
And finally, the final promise for why God called him.
神要先赐福给亚伯拉罕。
First, he wants to bless Abraham.
然后万族要多要因亚伯兰得福。
And that all the families of the earth will be blessed through Abraham.
所以神先赐福给亚伯兰，将他成为一个承受祝福的一个器皿。
First, God will bless Abraham, that he will be a vessel of blessing.
然后别人因着亚伯兰而得祝福。
And that others, through Abraham, will receive a blessing.
我们看见这是神工作的一个方式。
And we see this is a method of God's work.
神总是先得到一个人，或是得到一般人。
First, God obtains a person or a group of people.
神先把属灵祝福福气赐给这些人。
And God will give them the spiritual blessing first.
但是这个祝福不是只是停留在他们身上而已。
But this blessing doesn't just sit on this person or this
small group of people. 以后更多的人因着他们能够蒙到神的祝福。
But through them, that a greater number of people will receive God's blessing.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在神面前已经是成为蒙祝福的人。
So today, brothers and sisters, today we are a people who have received God's blessing.
但是神的祝福不是只停留在我们身上而已。
But God's blessing isn't just to sit.
而是别人能够接受我们蒙到神的祝福。
But others, through us, can receive also God's blessing.
所以我们那个诗歌634首，那里告诉我们。
So in our hymn book, hymn 634, it tells us, the name of this hymn is Make Me a Blessing. Make Me a Blessing. That God's light can shine from us. Make Me a Blessing.
That
is to say that I may be a blessing to others.
所以作诗人说,这是我的祷告,使我能够成祝福。
So the hymn writer says, O Savior, I pray, make me a blessing to someone today. So,
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上应该是成为别人祝福的一个器皿。
So, brothers and sisters, today here on earth, we are to be a vessel for someone else's blessing. So, our sharing the gospel is to give this blessing to someone else.
我们在服侍也就是把这个神的祝福能够给更多的神儿女们一同享受。
And so as we serve, it means to give God's blessing to our other brothers and sisters that we may all enjoy it together.
感谢神到加泰书保告诉我们
We thank the Lord that in Galatians Paul tells us
我们是怎样因着亚伯兰得祝福呢
How are we to receive this blessing from Abraham
加泰书第三章告诉我们说 我们是因信亚伯兰是因信神 神就算他为义
Galatians tells us that by faith
亚伯兰信神，神就称他为义。
Abraham believed by faith, and therefore God judged him to be righteous or justified.
以后我们这些因亚伯兰信心的原则的人，就成为亚伯兰的后裔。
And that anyone who followed by faith，亚伯兰信心的原则。 So all of the descendants of faith are descendants of Abraham.
亚伯兰因信神称他为义，我们也是因信神就称我们为义。
By faith, Abraham was justified, and we also, by faith, would also be justified.
所以保罗告诉我们说呢，那以信为本的人就是亚伯兰子孙。
And so those who believe in faith are now sons of Abraham.
圣经已经预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义。
The Bible already knew that the Gentiles would be called to believe by faith. And so preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying,
说什么,
says, all the nations will be blessed in you. So all of us who believe by faith are like Abraham.
这是个福音，神已经传给亚伯翰了。This
is the gospel that was already shared to Abraham.
现在我们后来的人也是因这个信心呢，因亚伯翰得福，万国就因着亚伯翰得福。And
so, likewise, all of us today, who believe by faith, will be blessed through Abraham.
所以凡以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯翰是一同得福。So
all of those who are of the faith, together with Abraham, the father of that faith.
所以神赐给亚伯兰福，今天我们是因信和亚伯兰得到一样的福。
And so we together are blessed with Abraham.
这个福又是什么呢?
And so what is this blessing?
加拉太书14章继续告诉我们说这便叫亚伯拉罕福音基督耶稣可以临到外邦人使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
In order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
原来神所应许给亚伯拉罕福是什么?
And so what is this blessing that was promised Abraham?
就是那个圣灵。
Just the Holy Spirit.
同样我们现在因着信相信基督耶稣这个福就临到我们这些外邦人。
So likewise today, those of us who believe in the Lord Jesus by faith would receive this blessing.
这是应许给亚伯拉罕福,我们今天因信耶稣基督都得着了。
And so this is the blessing that was promised to Abraham that we have received today.
就是圣灵。
It's the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵是一个福。
So the Holy Spirit is a blessing.
因着相信主耶稣基督,圣灵住在我们里面。
By believing in the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
神许多属灵的福是许多属天的福气是借着圣灵来经历的。
Many of the spiritual blessings that we receive from the Father come through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵那些祝福都成为我们生命的经历，成为生命的实际。
Through the Holy Spirit, these spiritual blessings are made a reality within us and become our spirit.
所以感谢神，每一个有圣灵住在我们里面的人。
We thank the Lord that all of us have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us.
我们可以进到主耶稣基督的爱。
We can enter into the Lord Jesus' love.
我们可以进入到主耶稣的信实。
We can enter into His truth.
我们可以进到主耶稣基督圣洁就成为圣洁，他的公义就成为公义。
We can see His righteousness becomes our righteousness, and
圣洁就成为圣洁，公义就成为公义。
Sanctification. And so this blessing is something that we can experience. How can we experience this blessing? We need to learn how to abide in the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit abides in us, then all of these things become very, very real. How can some people experience God's love and seemingly so
deeply?
Because they are in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit would make these blessings manifest in them. How can some people feel God's presence so closely? Because they're in the Holy Spirit. And it's not that they can feel that God is not far away from them, but God is right there on their right hand.
反过来说,
on the other hand,
许多时候我们感受不到神的真实,
some of us may not feel God's presence near us or the reality of
虽然神是无所不在的,
and it's true that God is
就像今天不信主的人也是要我们讲说神是存在的, 但是他们感受不到。
We may say that God is here with us, but those who don't believe, they will not feel him.
他们还问说神在哪里, 把神, 摆出来给我看, 我就相信。
They may say, where is God? Bring him out before me, and then I will believe.
因为他们没有圣灵, 他们感受不到神是存在的,
so they, because they do not have the Holy Spirit within them, they will not be able to feel that God is present.
但是神的存在真实为什么对我们来说是很真实？因为我们是在圣灵里面。
But how can we feel that God is present and real because the Holy Spirit is within us?
虽然神是借着所造之物来显明神的全能，显明神自己是存在的。
And God through all creation shows that He is real and He is present.
但是他们感受不到,
but they can't feel it.
也许他们可以先说,的确,这个宇宙万物是神所造的。
They may be able to say all creation is created by God.
但是他们感受不到神真实的存在,并且是在我们左右边。
But they won't be able to feel his presence and his reality, which is
但是若是我们学习在圣灵里面,这一切对我们来说都是很真实的。
And unless we have the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to say that these things are true or real to us.
我一个印象非常深。
I have this one memory that is very, very deep.
当我清楚得救以后, 在大学的时候,
when I first became saved in college,
有一次跟同学去爬山,
I went with my classmates to climb a mountain.
因为我们在我们学校, 对面有一条河, 然后过河那边有一座山,
because right by our school was this river, and across the river was this mountain.
所以有时候就是大家一起爬山,爬到最高点。
And so often we would go and climb this mountain, climb up to the top, the very tip.
那是我刚信主没有多久以后,那一次去爬山的时候,爬到最高点,然后我就坐在那边观望山另外一边的一个景色。
So soon after I believe we went to climb this mountain and I climbed to the very top and I sat at the top of the mountain and I looked at the view of the mountain.
是普通的山也没有多高,所以很容易爬上去。
And it's a very normal mountain, so it's not very tall, so we can climb it very
easily.
And I looked down from the view, and I saw underneath the mountain, and it's very
typical.
And there was a golf course, and that seemed very typical, and then there was an opposing mountain on the other side.
但是当我蒙恩得救那一次去爬山的时候, 我一个人坐在那边看那山后面那些景色的时候，感觉完全是不一样。
But after I believed and I climbed the mountain and then I saw this view, the feeling was entirely different.
我不是感觉那个好像那些景色非常美丽。
I didn't feel that oh this view was very beautiful.
我那是里面深深感觉说，感谢主，我是一个蒙恩的人。
I felt within me, thank the Lord, I am saved by grace.
虽然这事已经超过40多年的一件事情，但是那个记忆在里面是一个非常深刻的、忘不了的。And
this is something that is more than 40 years ago, but it resided deeply within me, and I can never forget it.
圣灵在我里面,
because the Holy Spirit was within me.
我就感受到神的创造。虽然我刚才说，好像那个山那头好像不是很高，雄壮的一个山头，但是我就感受到神的创造是何等伟大。
And even though that mountain that I climbed wasn't very tall, I felt that, you know, how great is God's creation?
弟兄姊妹, 这就说到圣灵里面的福气。
And so this is the blessing of the Holy Spirit.
唯有我们常常学习住在灵的里面, 让圣灵在里面来带领我们。
And so often we need to learn to abide in the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us.
我们在凡事上就感受到神是何等的真实。
And in all things we will see how real God is.
我们就可以深深地体会到属灵的事情是何等的真实。
And we can see how real the spiritual matters are.
感谢神，这一切都在基督耶稣里面都已经赐给了我们。
Thank the Lord that these are all things that in the Lord Jesus has already given to us.
这是我们可以经历的，因为这是个最大的福。
And this is things that we can all experience because this is the greatest blessing.
若是没有圣灵的话，神许多祝福我们就感受不到，也经历不到，享受不到。
The Holy Spirit, then all these other blessings we will not be able to experience and enjoy.
感谢神，神那天应许说，应许给亚伯拉福就是圣灵。
We thank the Lord that the promise that God gave to Abraham was the Holy Spirit.
现在我们因着相信主耶稣基督，圣灵这个福应许的福已经赐给我们，已经住在我们里面。
We thank the Lord that this blessing of the Holy Spirit, the promised blessing, already is dwelling within us.
我们可以天天经历，时时刻刻都在经历这个属天的祝福。
Daily and constantly experience this blessing.
这个福不是外面的福,
this blessing is not outward.
这个属灵的福,
this is a spiritual blessing and an eternal blessing.
感谢神,
we thank the Lord that this blessing of Abraham has already come to us.
这是神起初传给亚伯拉罕的福音。
And this was the gospel that was shared to Abraham. And that this gospel that was shared through the Lord Jesus has come to us now. We pray that the Lord would be gracious to us because all the things begin with the Lord. It is all started by Him. It is all from His grace. It is not of ourselves. He Himself chose to appear before us.
不是我们来寻找他,
Not that we sought him, but that he sought us.
而是他自己向我们显明,
and he revealed himself to us.
求神恩待我们,
May the Lord be gracious to us that we see that the God of Abraham will be our God as well.
And
we have this experience when we say, the God of Abraham is my God as well. Let's conclude my sharing. May our brother conclude us in a word of prayer.